And on today's edition of our Travel Michigan Update, we do something maybe a little more serene, a little more laid back than we usually would talk about as we head north to the Indian River area. And welcome in Sherry Lincoln with Brasswood Landing Arts and Adventures. Sherry, kind of interesting story for you and your husband, actually, on how you located where you're at now and what you guys kind of decided to go into, right?
Well, my husband retired from the food science industry about 4 years ago and decided to apprentice and build wood boats, actually 8 years ago. And we were looking for a place where there was water, water everywhere to build our wood boat building facility and open a small art studio and shop. And so we found Indian River, and I've got two rivers within 2,000 feet in any direction and two of the largest inland lakes, so we really like it here a lot.
Well, beautiful setting up there, too. So tell us a little bit about Brasswood Landing. What is it all about, and what is it you guys actually do up there?
Sure. At Brasswood Landing, we feature arts and custom adventures with kayak, canoe, and paddleboard rental river trips, and we do almost all the rivers in the area, the Crooked River. We feature the Indian River and the Sturgeon River, which is a Class 2, Class 3 whitewater river, the fastest river in lower Michigan. But we also take in special trips on the Pigeon River and the Black River over by Black Lake and Sheboygan.
Yeah.
And we specifically sell and rent sea kayaks and canoes for use on the large inland lakes. And then we also feature the crossover whitewater kayak called the Remix XP from Liquid Logic. So we rent what we sell, and we use these boats because they provide more navigability on the specific river types and lower tip-over rate on the Whitewater River. And we try to sell things made in America or made in North America. And we even rent the beautiful wood kayaks that we build here, as well as teach people how to build their own. So
there's a little something for everybody to do on the water up there. And what's
yeah.
also kind of special, from what I understand, is just the wonderful setting, not only the water routes, but like some of the areas almost like the intercoastal area of the East Coast.
Yes. If you travel along the Inland Waterway, which is about 40 miles long, you're on the big lakes, but then you're also on beautiful rivers that connect the lakes. And in some areas, it's cottages and little businesses, restaurants, and then big old-fashioned marinas where they pull in their Chris Craft, and it's just so cool to paddle by them. But then you go out past I-75, and it's very much like the Intercoastal Waterway out east. You're almost in the middle of nowhere, and it's just all reed beds with tall grasses. The mockingbirds come down, and if you're paddling, they'll kind of fly over your head and, you know, see what you're doing. You might see an otter, and you hear loons. It's just a really beautiful setting, and a lot of people drive by it all the time. And more recently, I think more people are realizing it's just a fabulous Northern Michigan vacation destination because of the diversity.
Yeah. Is that one of the biggest things maybe you get from people who've been there now and had that experience? They're going, wow, I didn't realize we had this in Michigan.
No, they don't. And they go, oh, I kind of drive by, you know, and when they get off and they come here, we have like 7 state parks, and we have miles and miles of trails, so they can combine paddling or biking, and they just are amazed at the features of all this water. It's just a beautiful place to enjoy your day.
What for you and your husband has been the most enjoyable part of being a part of this experience?
I think it's twofold. We wanted to provide a custom experience. We've traveled all over the East Coast. We've been sailors for years, and we like it when you go somewhere and people figure out what's going to make your day and your adventure what you were seeking and what you'll take away the greatest memories from. And so that's what we try to provide. But the benefit to us is that we just feel like we're on vacation all the time because we live in this amazing place where there's lakes and rivers and eagles, and it's just Indian River is like, people know it as exit 310. They don't really realize what's here because it's just this quaint little village nestled in between Petoskey and Sheboygan, and they know those names more. And Indian River should not be missed. It should not just be an exit you pass on the highway. You'll just be fall in love with it if you get here.
Well, isn't that cool to have a job that feels like a vacation?
Yes, it is.
We should all have one of those. Artsandadventure.com is the website, or folks can give you a call up in Indian River to find out more information. To what time of year is best, or is it really about any time of the year?
Well, we technically are, most of our trips are done from mid-June through mid-September, but we are open by reservation and appointment. I encourage people to think about taking a fall kayaking trip because it's one of the most beautiful times on either river, and the Sturgeon River is a little more easily navigated when the water's a little quieter for people who might not be quite that adventurous earlier in the year. And we even go out, a lot of people don't realize it, but the Indian River doesn't freeze. So we actually have had kayaking trips in January. So,
wow. Michigan's largest inland waterway from Little Traverse Bay to Hammond Bay, right at the tip of the Lower Peninsula. Sherry Lincoln from Brasswood Landing Arts and Adventure. And again, artsandadventure.com is a website. Sherry, thanks. Enjoy the rest of the season, all right?
Yes, good talking with you.
You
Thank
too.
You.
On this Bye. Edition of our Travel Michigan Update.